Good morning, I'm Anthony Moreno. It's 6:45. New Mexico lawmakers are scheduled to listen to early childhood education experts as advocates push to expand pre-kindergarten classes throughout the state. Lawmakers are seeking to chart ways to boost early childhood education programs and strengthen the safety net for children. However, they are divided on how the state should pay for proposed expanded programs. The debate comes as a new report found the number of children living in poverty and without health insurance increased in New Mexico in 2016. New Mexico has stopped deducting union fees from the paychecks of more than 1,800 non-union state workers following the U.S. Supreme Court ruling last month. The court had struck down the practice of so-called fair share fees, ruling that non-union government workers cannot be required to financially support union activity. Carter Bundy, the political and legislative director of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees Union, says the state memo is the latest jab at labor unions. The union has about 10,000 members in New Mexico. A former Santa Fe resident is making waves in the publishing world. Spencer Beckwith explains.
Tommy Orange received his MFA in creative writing from the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe in 2016. While he was there, Tommy worked on something he'd conceived years earlier, a novel about Native people in Oakland, California. There was published last month. Rapturous reviews and a wave of publicity followed, and it's now a national bestseller. I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM, and Tommy Orange is with me now. Tommy, welcome.
Thank you so much.
From the beginning, you conceived this novel as having multiple stories and multiple voices rather than focusing on one or two protagonists. Why did you make that decision?
Initially, it was more of a craft-level decision. I just liked multi-voiced novels. In retrospect, or maybe somewhere along the way, I realized that coming from a community who hasn't had very much representation, it's powerful to have a whole bunch of voices happen at once. And also, because we've been thought of in such a monolithic way, to write a contemporary novel with a dynamic range of experience just does a lot of work to resist that image.
The time you spent, Tommy, at the Institute of American Indian Arts, with the faculty and with your fellow students, what kind of impact did that have on your novel?
Joining a Native writing community that's specific to Native people was a really powerful thing for me. And I think because you don't have to come in with explaining your culture or explaining yourself, and everyone kind of understands your experience, there's a sense of freedom with how you can express yourself. On top of that, the faculty was amazing, and I learned a lot about the craft of writing, because prior to that, I'd been all self-taught.
Some critics have made a point of saying that you and your colleagues at IAIA represent the new Native Renaissance in writing. Now, I don't know if you agree with that, but how might your writing be different from previous generations of Native writers?
Only in the sense that I'm writing about right now, and that should always be changing. And I think one of the things I love about novels is that they represent, or they can represent, what it feels like to be alive right now. And I really like reading contemporary fiction for that reason. As far as Renaissance goes, I always cringe a little bit to hear that, because it's talking about a wave that comes and then recedes. And with no other types of writing, does anybody have to worry about something coming and going away? So the idea that there would be a peak of interest and then a forgetfulness again is kind of against everything that Native writers are trying to write into. So one of the things about having an institution like the Institute of American Indian Arts is it can build sustainability and have a constant stream of voices coming out of the program and hopefully succeeding. And me and Therese Myatt's books, we graduated together. We both got on the New York Times bestseller list. We sold our books within 2 weeks of each other, and this is all both good for the program and hopefully good for other Native authors, and maybe it'll have publishers paying more attention to new Native voices. If they know that people want to read about us, then more likely to publish our books.
Tommy Orange, a graduate of Santa Fe's Institute of American Indian Arts, has just published his first novel, There, There, a best-selling look at urban Native American life. More from Tommy Orange at KUNM.org. I'm Spencer Beckwith.
Stay with us. Marketplace Morning Report is on the way.